It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to another installment of Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. October 14th, 2000, Minnesota heads to the John Glass Fieldhouse. Details are next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State was playing Division I hockey. The state's flagship school wanted to help. Minnesota agreed to come to Bemidji State on October the 14th, 2000. Rumor has it, the fire marshal was told to head to the hunting shack for the weekend. RH Bob Peters.
I wasn't involved with it, but I did also hear comments to that effect, and I'm glad he did. And they were loaded. They had an unbelievable team. We scored the first goal, like the first shift. And I'm saying to myself, I hope they don't get mad. And they did. And they waxed us, I think, 9-1 or something. This is in keeping with the long history of the University of Minnesota hockey men's program. And that is to promote hockey. Now, I'm going to go back many years ago when John Mariucci was the coach. And his objective was to grow hockey in the state of Minnesota. He didn't care where, but grow the game. And there's a story that I had heard way back at the Hobey Baker Award ceremony. John Mariucci played in the National Hockey League with Fido Perper from Grand Forks. Now, Fido is the first only player ever from North Dakota, born and raised in North Dakota, to play in the National Hockey League. And he played with the Blackhawks, as did John Mariucci. And supposedly, those two had made a pact that when they completed their careers, they would return to their respective states and promote the game of hockey. And they did. And so, for years and years, John Mariucci would do anything to promote hockey. He helped Duluth get going. Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin didn't start playing hockey until really 66, 67 when Bob Johnson went there. They had a club hockey before. In fact, they used to play against teams in our league, which was the Northern Collegiate Hockey Association. And I vividly recall, we never played them, but Wisconsin Superior did, and Wisconsin Superior would beat them. So, I don't know all details about it, but they did have some success against them. But they had to be encouraged, and John was involved with that and went over to play them and that type of thing without them having to come to Minnesota. You know, in many cases, you'll find universities will play an up-and-coming program, but at their place only, you know, at home only, see. So that, and then you go through their coaching staff over the years, and that same philosophy was present. Herb Brooks said on many occasions, Mankato, St. Cloud, and Bemidji should be playing Division I hockey. This is the state of hockey. This is where it all started. What's wrong with that? No, we should be doing something. And eventually that all transpired. You know, Doug Woog had that same policy when he was coaching Gophers. In our own way, we at Bemidji State University helped promote many, many small college teams. And we would journey to their place at our own expense to play to help these programs. Because it's right. Hockey had that unique thing. Help each other. I'm a bit abrasive at this time when I say maybe that philosophy isn't the same today.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.